You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. You got what I need. Exports of LNG, oil, and NGLs. Will the U.S. deliver what the world needs? Published by Rusty Brazil. U.S. exports of crude oil, LNG, NGLs and refined products have moved into the spotlight on the world stage. Within the past few years, global markets have come to rely on U.S.-sourced hydrocarbons to meet critical needs for energy supplies. But export volume growth has slowed. Demand in the U.S. is ramping up, leaving less available for shipment overseas. And some members of Congress are encouraging the Biden administration to curtail or even ban some exports. What's next for U.S. hydrocarbon sales to international markets? Will U.S. exports be there to challenge Russia's use of oil and gas as political weapons? Or could market, logistical, and political forces disrupt the flows that are meeting energy needs of the world? Today, we preview the deep dive into these issues on the agenda at RBN's upcoming ExportCon conference. Over the past decade, the shale revolution vaulted the U.S. into the role of a major exporter of crude oil, petroleum products, natural gas, and NGLs, and the world came to depend on those exports to balance the global supply-demand equation. Then a combination of COVID, producer discipline, and infrastructure capacity constraints slowed the growth of those supplies just as demand for U.S. exports was skyrocketing due to the combined impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the West sanctions on Russia, and a steadily progressing pandemic recovery. Figure 1 in today's blog on the website details what has happened to U.S. energy exports in recent years. Crude oil exports soared from 0.5 million barrels per day in 2015, before the crude oil export ban to countries other than Canada was lifted, to 3.0 million barrels per day in 2019, but then growth ground to a halt. Crude exports have stayed within a narrow range ever since, mostly due to the COVID-induced production decline and ongoing producer discipline constraints. Not only are exports of finished petroleum products not growing, they are down by more than 0.5 million barrels per day from a peak of 3.4 million barrels per day in 2018, dipping in 2020 due to COVID and staying down due to the shutdown of over 1 million barrels per day of refinery capacity due to energy transition concerns, see already gone. NGL exports have continued to move higher, but growth has definitely slowed this year, mostly because exports have outrun U.S. production, resulting in low inventories and tight markets. LNG exports have been up and to the right every year since the first export terminal went into service in 2016, but the pace of growth was cut this year when an explosion at the Freeport terminal in Texas knocked that facility offline. The slowdown in U.S. export growth is happening at exactly the wrong time, with Russia aggressively wielding its energy exports as a weapon. Putin has slashed deliveries of natural gas into Europe, spurring European Union, or EU, energy ministers to enact an emergency plan directing member states to cut their gas use by 15% from August 1 to March 31. It seems quite likely that more drastic measures will be needed when winter weather hits the continent. Europe has curtailed the use of most Russian crude, forcing Russia to either find new markets for those barrels or cut production. Consequently, Russian production is down. It's a similar story for petroleum products and NGLs. The bottom line is that the war has created supply shortfalls that need to be replaced from somewhere, and the U.S. has the potential to be a primary contributor to making up the difference, not just in Europe but in other parts of the world too. Ironically, just when world energy markets need U.S. hydrocarbons the most, some in the Biden administration and in Congress would slash exports, ostensibly to put downward pressure on domestic prices, regardless of the impact on U.S. allies. And what would happen if such a regulatory blockade were to be invoked? Well, it depends on the commodity. For example, most gasoline and diesel are exported from the Gulf Coast. Cut exports and Gulf Coast refineries would have to cut back on production, because there is no way to move that much surplus product that was being exported to other parts of the country. The shortfall of products into global markets would drive up prices, which would be a bad thing for the East and West Coasts, which import significant volumes of petroleum products from those very same global markets. So, prices would go up for most U.S. voters, oops, we mean motorists. Ah, the law of unintended consequences. Other energy markets would have different, but equally disruptive outcomes. These are just a few examples of the opportunities and the risks inherent in today's energy export markets. To make sense out of what is over the next U.S. export horizon, RBN is bringing together the views of top executives engaged in these export markets, midstreamers, private equity producers, shipping companies, and other major players, along with RBN's latest analysis on infrastructure, production, and takeaway capacity. We call this conference ExportCon 2022. As at our first ExportCon back in 2019, we will bridge the gap between fundamentals analysis and boots-on-the-ground market intelligence. This is where data and experience come together to explain what you need to know about the next phase of development in U.S. export markets. ExportCon 2022 is scheduled for September 26th to 27th, with a format similar to what we did in 2019. We'll review RBN's latest market analysis on the different energy export markets and then discuss what industry executives are seeing in their businesses. But of course, the major topics we'll cover this year are altogether different than 3 years ago. The need for U.S. exports to meet global demand will be front and center, along with what has happened to supply-demand balances here in the U.S., the impact of higher prices, what would happen if the government did something to cut exports, etc. ExportCon 2022 will take place in person at the Marriott Marquis in downtown Houston. We'll do a half day on natural gas on day one, to be held on the afternoon of Monday, September 26th. Then, a full day two on Tuesday, September 27th, will be split between NGLs in the morning and crude oil and petroleum products in the afternoon. We have an all-star speaker lineup with expertise in every aspect of the export market, and three great keynotes. Steve Keen, CEO of Kinder Morgan, will keynote our day one session on natural gas markets. Enterprise Co-CEO Jim Teague will address NGL markets in the morning session of day two, and Scott Sheffield, CEO of Pioneer Natural Resources, will address the crude oil and petroleum products session on the afternoon of day two. All of these leaders have made significant contributions to U.S. export markets and are making investments that will increase infrastructure capacity to support additional exports. Other folks participating in panel discussion will be announced over the next few days. The registration fee is $1,450 per person for both days, but if you can only attend one day, you can register for only that part. All attendees are invited to the cocktail reception at the end of day one. RBN Premium Service subscribers will receive a 10% discount off the listed price at checkout. See you there. You Got What I Need was written by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. The pair co-produced Freddie Scott's version of the song, which was released as a single on the Shout label in 1968. The song went to number 27 on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles chart. 3 years after the release of this record, Gamble and Huff would form the Philadelphia International Records label, the home for the OJs, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and several other groups responsible for what would be known as the Philly Sound. The song would appear as the 15th cut on the Freddie Scott Hits compilation, Cry to Me, The Best of Freddie Scott, released in late 1968. It was also the 11th song on Celeste and Jesse Forever, original motion picture soundtrack, the album for the movie of the same name, released in October 2012. Rap artist Biz Markie, Marcel Hall, interpolated the song for his 1989 hit record, Just a Friend. This was a common practice at the time, when most sampling and interpolations were not credited to the original composers. In 1991, Gilbert O'Sullivan sued Biz Markie for interpolating his song, Alone Again, naturally, in Markie's song, Alone Again. It resulted in a landmark copyright decision that unauthorized samples were considered theft. You Got What I Need would later be sampled and credited to Gamble and Huff in Ghostface Killah's single, Save Me Dear, released in 2004. Freddie Scott was an American soul singer and songwriter. He got his start in the music industry at the age of 12, singing in his grandmother's gospel group, Sally Jones and the Gospel Keys. He released his first single in 1956 and started writing for other artists around the same time. He hooked up as a songwriter with Al Nevins and Don Kirshner and their Alden Music Publishing Company in the Brill Building in New York City in 1961. Scott released 5 studio albums, 1 compilation album, and 10 singles. His biggest hits were Hey Girl, a top 10 hit in 1963, and Are You Lonely for Me, a number 1 hit on the R&B charts in 1967. Scott continued to write songs and tour the oldies circuit until his death in New York City in 2007 at the age of 74.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.